This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz. Great to share morning devotions. I said yesterday that the act of betrayal is a dreadful and hurtful experience, and my guess is that you've felt the sting of betrayal some point in your life. Now, if you haven't, you probably will. You can feel betrayed by your wife, your husband, your kids, our extended family, by our friends. You can also experience betrayal in the context of our work, from our boss, people that we work with, our employees. It's just got this potential to ruin life and to ruin friendships and families. Now, the Bible tells us about Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Now, this is a well-known story. I'm sure you've probably heard of it. And Judas, the follower of Jesus, who was a greatly respected man, loved by Jesus. In fact, he was the treasurer of the group. He carried the money bag. So they trusted him, no doubt, to do the right thing. Judas had experienced everything that the other disciples had. For example, you read the Bible, he'd been there to pass out food to the 5,000 people that Jesus fed with some fish and bread. He'd seen Lazarus raised back to life. He'd seen Jesus heal the blind and the lame and the deaf. Really, Lazarus had been part of all that. But he betrayed Jesus. On the night of his betrayal, Jesus had washed his feet. He'd shared in what they call the Passover meal. Jesus had placed him in the most favoured spot at the table, right next to Jesus. And Judas had been a part of all the blessings that come with being with that group. And yet that night would have been a high point. What actually happened? Judas chose to walk away into the night of his own sin. He knowingly betrayed Jesus at that critical moment, which led actually to the death of Jesus on the cross. Why? For the money. Every time that Judas's name is mentioned in the Bible, either the passage is dealing with the events surrounding his betrayal, or that phrase, "Who betrayed him?" That's attached to the name of Judas. Judas Iscariot, the man who betrayed Jesus. Now, we know nothing good really about this man. But you know, thinking about it, the other disciples, some of them ran away from Jesus when he needed them most. Their betrayal is actually never mentioned beyond the record that it actually happened. So why wasn't such a big deal made of their betrayal? Because they had received forgiveness and restoration. The past, as dark as it was actually wiped away. But on the other hand, we read the tragic story that Judas went out one night and hung himself. What a great tragedy and the suicide of that man. So how ironic it is that Jesus was betrayed that night, not by a stranger or an enemy, but by a close friend. Judas had eaten bread with Jesus at the meal, as he'd done probably many times before. He'd eaten bread with Jesus at Lazarus's house, at Zacchaeus's house. They'd enjoyed fish grilled over the fire on the shore of the Galilee Sea. To eat bread, really to have a meal was to indicate that you were really close to that person. It showed that you agreed with their lifestyle, their belief. That's why Jesus was criticized for eating with tax collectors and sinners. There's a wonderful story, you know, in more modern time about the Cardinal of Philippines, named, oddly enough, Cardinal Sin. And when Cardinal Sin was a bishop, a young woman in his parish claimed that she had visions of Jesus. And Bishop Sin was given the task of finding out whether these visions were actually authentic or not. So he called her in for an interview and he said, "Daughter, the next time you see Jesus, would you ask him what sin your bishop committed as a young priest and then come and tell me his answer?" She said she'd do that. So the bishop, aware that nobody knew his sin except himself, his confessor, and Jesus, he felt this was a valid test. Some months passed and the young woman returned saying she'd seen Jesus. The bishop said, "Now, good, did you ask him about my sin?" "Yes." "What did he say?" And he said, "I've forgotten." Would it have been any different for Judas? You know, the sin of Judas, Jesus would have forgiven him. Judas' betrayal did not cause Christ to love him less, because the Bible says that it was for sinners like Judas that he gave his life. So the sting of betrayal, it's a dreadful thing. And the story of Judas will be there forever. Well, Heavenly Father, we do need your strength and grace to move on from that sting of betrayal. It hurts when our friends betray us. We feel let down. Help us, Lord, to have courage to forgive. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.